The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the man accused of the attempted murder of three children and the assault of a daycare worker on Parnell Square in Dublin in 2023, in November 2023, you might remember this, this was what sparked the riots, has been found fit to stand trial by the Central Criminal Court. 52-year-old Riyad Bouchaker of no fixed abode was found fit to mount a defence and stand trial once certain accommodations were provided. And our courts correspondent, Frank Graney, was at proceedings this morning and is joining us now on this. Frank, good evening to you. Today's decision was made following a lengthy hearing earlier on this year. Remind us of the arguments that were put forward by each side.
Well, it was a fitness to plea hearing whereby a lot of complex medical evidence was presented to the judge. It was an application brought by Mr. Bouchaker's defence team. They expressed concern about their client's ability to stand trial in light of that medical history. The onus in these types of cases is on the defence to prove its case on the balance of probabilities, and it attempted to do so by presenting that evidence to the judge. We heard that he underwent brain surgery for a benign tumour in 2021, and as a result of members of the public intervening during the alleged knife attack at Parnell Square. 2 years later, we heard that he suffered another brain injury. He was assessed by a consultant forensic psychiatrist who also went through his medical files in great detail. And that expert was of the opinion that he was unfit to stand trial because, and there is a legal test where there are a number of essential criteria for somebody to be deemed fit to stand trial, including that they understand what they're being charged with and what they're doing in court in the first instance, and that they can enter a plea, they can instruct lawyers, follow proceedings, understand evidence, challenge jurors, things like that. And if one of those is missing, a judge can deem a person to be unfit to stand trial. The prosecution expert, on the other hand, they were in agreement that Mr. Bouchaker is suffering from a neurocognitive disorder, but they consider the defence's assessment of that to be overstated. And they relied more on what he said in his Garda interviews, how he behaved during his Garda interviews, something that we can't go into in any great detail on the show this evening. But the prosecution was of the view that with certain supports during the trial, certain accommodations for Mr. Bouchaker, that he would be more than capable of following proceedings and engaging fully with the trial process. And the judge agreed.
And the judge, Frank, how did he arrive at his decision today?
Well, he, like the prosecution's forensic psychiatrist, seemed to focus on the Garda interviews. He obviously went away and he looked at all of the submissions, all of the expert reports that were presented to him. But specifically in relation to those Garda interviews, he said he found them helpful in terms of making his mind up as to whether Mr. Bouchaker was okay to stand trial. He accepted in his decision that psychiatry isn't an exact science. He didn't criticise either expert for the way they approached the case. But after watching the interviews with Gardaí, he felt the prosecution's arguments were more persuasive. He felt that Mr. Bouchaker did have an understanding of the charges and the consequences to be able to enter a plea. He looked at his dealings with Gardaí, his dealings with doctors, and he felt that he would be adequately able to instruct a legal team to mount a proper defence and to understand the evidence. So he did decide, after considering all of that, and he did take some time to consider everything, he did decide that he is currently fit to stand trial once all of those accommodations are put in place. But he did say that that will be kept under review, particularly once the trial gets underway, and it can be revisited if necessary down the line.
Okay. And how soon before this trial is likely to be heard? Do we know how long it will be expected to take?
It's set down, actually. They set a trial date today. Once Mr. Bouchaker was deemed fit to stand trial, the court was told that certainly from the prosecution's perspective, there was an eagerness and an anxiousness to get this trial on because obviously of the ages of the alleged victims. And that was something that Mr. Justice Hunt was also mindful of. The prosecutor, when he made that submission for an early trial date, was pushing an open door because, again, of the ages when children are involved in these types of proceedings, is always a greater effort to have them dealt with as speedily as possible. So it has been penciled in for the 8th of June. There is a mention date a few weeks before that. But once it gets up and running, it is expected to take at least 2 weeks.
Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.